From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued another warning to North Korea.
And if he utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years, and his family has been uttering for years, or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it. And he will regret it fast.
An editorial Friday in the Global Times said China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. On Guam, Gus Aflege says he is not used to the North Korean threat and that that is not new.
With the military present here, I'm pretty sure we're safe.
In South Korea's capital of Seoul, Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened to turn it into a sea of fire and has thousands of artillery units in place along the border to do so. But those living in the capital say these threats have lost their power to frighten or shock. A lawmaker from Pakistan's ruling party says the wife of deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will run for a seat in the parliament. It's the same seat that was left vacant after her husband was disqualified from office by the country's Supreme Court for concealing assets. Asif Kirmani says Sharif's wife, Kulsoom Nawaz, submitted her nomination on Friday in the city of Lahore. The election is slated to take place next month. Lawmaker Shahid Khakan Abbasi replaced the three-time Prime Minister Sharif after the Supreme Court's ruling on July 28th. This is VOA News. The chairman of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or IEBC, on Friday said that the body was confident that the presidential election in Kenya was properly conducted. Wafula Chebukati also said in Nairobi that the electronic management system used for voting was successful despite a few technical hitches.
We are confident that the manner in which these elections were conducted has demonstrated that the commission has matured and joined the ranks of mature electoral management bodies. In turn, the country has joined the family of mature democracies that are able to conduct and deliver credible and fair elections.
The commission said incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta won Tuesday's election with 54% of the vote. Two passenger trains collided on Friday just outside Egypt's Mediterranean port city of Alexandria. From Cairo, Edward Uranian has the story.
Ambulance crews and rescue workers combed through the wreckage of two passenger trains which collided on Egypt's main rail line between the capital, Cairo, and the country's second largest city of Alexandria. A train from the city of Port Said reportedly failed to heed a warning signal, colliding with the train from Cairo. Egyptian media reported that the driver of one of the two trains that collided died on the spot and that the other was arrested and taken in for questioning, as is the custom in Egypt after a major accident involving the loss of life. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The commander of Somalia's custodial corps, General Hussein Hassan Osman, has survived an apparent assassination attempt inside Mogadishu's central prison. Authorities said General Osman survived the attack and was rushed out of the prison. Witnesses say a man ran after the commander when he stepped out of his car on his way to a mosque inside the prison. A security guard intercepted the suspect, forcing the attacker to detonate a suicide vest, killing the soldier and wounding three others. Security forces say three people were arrested. 10 Nobel Peace Prize winners are appealing to Saudi Arabia's king and the crown prince to show mercy and halt the execution of 14 young people sentenced to death for participating in protests in 2012. In a letter released Friday, the laureates say the 14 minority Shiite Muslims were convicted in a mass trial and sentenced based on the actions of the worst defendant. The American Federation of Teachers have also urged President Donald Trump to demand that Saudi Arabia halt the executions. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.